ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
The Attorney General called me and said that he wasn't able to get you. You were going to call back, but he thought in the meantime I ought to know this in case I talked to you. Then he had met with Humphrey and Dirksen on the jury amendment and that they had agreed on 30 days. Then in 1957 they'd had one for 45 days and Dirksen wanted this for 10 days, but they settled and compromised on 10 days. He said, quote,
on 10 days or 30 days?
30 days. And he said, quote, this is reasonably satisfactory to us. He said, Dirksen also said that there'd be a bill by July the 1st and that he would help us to get it. That I thought the president ought to have that in case it leaks out, which it probably will.
Right.
I said I wasn't sure I'd be talking to you, but...
call him back and tell him you talked to folks traveling with me. I've gone with Mayor Daley to the dinner. But you've talked to folks traveling with me, and they're going to give it to me on the platform, and does he want me to call him the nighters or call him early in the morning?
All right, sir.
Tell him we leave at 7 in the morning.
All right, sir. Secondly, I talked to Shriver in London. He was between planes, and he said that Cooley is the only man he didn't go to see, because he made his point was the Eaton Committee chairman, but that Carl Albert and Henry Wilson had told him not to go see Cooley, that it would muddy the waters, and that they would take care of Cooley. And
well, call Carl Albert and tell him what he and Henry Wilson said.
All right, sir. And thirdly, on the $1 a month deal, you should say an average of about $1 a month.
Yes. No, that's too much. On the average worker or something, it's not that. Who told you that?
Well, I looked in one of the old speeches you made some time ago when you said an average of $1 a month. What did, and did I?
No, it's the average, on the average earners, the average worker's earnings, it's about $1 a month, something like that.
Well, I'm looking for Wilbur Coin.
Why in the hell don't you get a hold of that damn Jack Plenty? And I've asked him, and I told you to do it the other day, Bill. I call this your specific pension.
Right, and I thought I had it right, but it didn't.
Well, you haven't got anything. You just got a dollar a month there, just what I said. Which we know is wrong. The AMA is done attack it. I'm ready to leave right this second.
All right.
To go to the platform. And it's a hell of a shape to get me in. I don't know. Where's Jack? Has he just gone off socializing again?
I don't know where he is. I've got the White House looking for him.
I told Walter to have you talk to Maggie Higgins. The Newsday has got 3 or 4 people in Texas.
Right. I've talked to him.
I don't know whether that's wise on reflection or not. I don't believe you'd be as influential with her as Newsday would. I believe she'd tell them that we were concerned and we were calling them. You could go into it some nice way off on some other reason and say, what is this great interest? Now, the Wall Street Journal sent a long wire to the trustees. It's very upsetting. And this looks like a major effort by all of them. Not really not anything to hide, but they go into every grocery store and ask them why they advertise with us. It'd be something you ever saw, and it's something that I have denounced, renounced any interest in, have no title in, can't get it legally, don't ever have, and all of hers is in trust, and they've got to imply the government would be doing something to benefit them, and they're not. They're making less than they were before.
Let me find a quiet way to bring this up with them.
Find some way as quick as I could.
All right.
Well,
I'll be back in touch.
I don't know what to put on this average, though.
Well, I'm going to call Vicki, and she'll bring something up the podium before you speak.